I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Prayer is a very broad conversation, and there's so many formats of prayer that come to us in the Bible. And so wordless praying, Romans chapter 8, the Spirit shapes prayers inside of us. Absolutely. So yes, yes, yes to everything you just said, Neil.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. So we're talking about praying the Scriptures, because that's really a key part of, you know, gospel-centered prayers for the whole of life, and every season prayers is new collection. Maybe just give us a sample or an example of what something that you've written recently or in the book that would help us understand praying the Scriptures.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, just pulling up right now the prayer that I wrote this morning. There's a wonderful website put together by the Gospel Coalition. The Gospel Coalition being a wonderful, large community of people that love Jesus and take the Scriptures very seriously. And here's what I did this morning as an example. I won't go through the whole prayer, but, in the midst of this very chaotic, confusing election year that we're a part of, you know, it should move our hearts heavenward. So I chose this morning for the basis of my prayer Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. And here's how I prayed back this scripture to the Lord as an example. Philippians 4, 6, here's verse 6. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. So here's how I began writing this prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for catching every care we cast in your direction, taking every burden we offload onto your heart, and for welcoming every worry we leave at your throne of grace. You know our needs better than we do, but here are a couple that stand out. We need to know you are at work in our country, and we need your Spirit to fill our hearts with a fresh sighting of Jesus. After witnessing something more akin to a debacle last night than a debate, our hearts are heavy, sad, and greatly concerned. All the rancor and contempt are wearing us out, Father. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for what you've done for us in Jesus. You've given him to be our righteousness, holiness, and redemption, and our loving bridegroom and our constant advocate and returning king. No matter how this election plays out, we can say with confidence, Jesus is Lord. Now, that's just an example of one of three verses I prayed this morning, but you can kind of see the rhythm there. We live in a real world with real concerns, and God's word is so relevant, and to pray back to him what he says to us keeps us on track. We don't wander into the wilderness of just not knowing the good news that can shape how we worship, how we pray, and even what we do with our worries.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.